government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to this very important Friday edition, the 15th day of August 2008. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours and 59 minutes, 18 seconds. We are going to have wide open phones throughout the day. Professor Michelle Chosadowski, expert on what's happening with Poland, Georgia, Ukraine, Russia, will be joining us for 30 minutes coming up at the middle of this hour. Then Jonathan Elinoff, they're reporting that they're going to be putting people in a little makeshift FEMA camp as they did at the RNC in 2004 that we covered. He was able to successfully sneak in to the facility and get video of that. Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Change Colorado, now with something like 500 members, really exploding that one chapter. And then, of course, popping in with us multiple times weekly to track all the economic and geopolitical developments as well as Russia, Bob Chapman with us in the fourth hour today. So Michael Chosadowski, Jonathan Elinoff, and Bob Chapman all on the show, on the transmission for you today. Huge developments with the Russian escalation kicking off the old Cold War, but in a hotter, more dangerous, more accelerated way. Russia, Poland risk attacks because of U.S. missiles. Now, that is the Associated Press headline. A top Russian general said Friday that Poland's agreement to accept a U.S. missile interceptor base exposes the ex-communist nation to attack, possibly by nuclear weapons, the Interfax news agency reported. Also, top geopolitical author, U.S. risking nuclear war with Russia. Neocons up nuclear war ante with Poland missile shield. Excellent analysis from Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com. So Paul Watson's done a story. Top geopolitical author, U.S. risk nuclear war with Russia. That's at PrisonPlanet.com. And covering the same story, but from different perspective and angle. Neocons up nuclear war ante with Poland missile shield. Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo. Russia seizes arsenal of U.S. weapons in Georgia. Dow Jones News is reporting. Russia keeps up its blockade of strategic Georgian city. Obama fanatics slam author for questioning 9/11 truth. Well, the New York Times also slammed myself. Yours truly, this radio talk show host and investigative journalist, documentary filmmaker. So a huge attack there. We'll be going over that. Dr. Corsi, when I saw this last night, saw the story in the New York Times, another one today, bashing him for going on the vicious, evil Alex Jones show. I mean, I am blacklisted, folks. I mean, they have Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, just scores of publications on an almost daily basis now. Ron Paul goes on Alex Jones. Dr. Corsi goes on Alex Jones. I mean, you talk about being blackballed, the blacklist. Man, I am proud to be numero uno, the black sheep, the wicked devil, according to the corporate whore media. And Corsi's publicist calls us today and said, he's not coming on now. We had a scheduling problem. He'll just have to be on next week. Well, I said, Trey, that's complete bull. That's political. I said, you call. Corsi's always asking to come on. I can use another word, but we like having him. Begging to come on. Because he knows it's a big show. But he'll tell you, bigger response here than any other show he goes on. That means TV, Fox, Glenn Beck, any of it. Because we've got active listeners. Not just millions, but active listeners. But we talked to Corsi this morning. We're going to tell you that the behind-the-scenes intrigue going on here. But look, first I got to cover Russia and what's happening there. Okay, because this affects everybody. Frankly, I'm going to talk about myself in the New York Times a little bit later. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to break down what's happening with Russia right now. Then we're going to look more depth into that subject with Professor Michelle Chassidassi coming up in about 25 minutes. Russia, Poland risk attacks because of U.S. missile shield. Now, my detractors, whenever I read one of these AP articles, they go out and create YouTube videos and things saying that, and I don't want to talk about myself here, but we have to. This show is coming under so much attack now from the mainstream media, the New York Times, Fox News, CNN. We're coming under such incredible attack from operatives on the internet and their fellow travelers and well-meaning idiots that are sucked into it that I just have to, I guess, caveat mention here that I'm reading the Associated Press. What they do is they edit this together with me saying other incendiary things out of the news and then make it sound like I'm saying that Russia's nuked us or launched missiles at us. There's the famous case of ABC News, and it was December 31st, 1999, and I'm on Michael Trudeau's radio show back when he had a show on this station, one of the hosts here, as I was co-hosting throughout the day with continual coverage, now, and she runs in and says, ABC News is saying a missile's been fired from Russia. And I ran out, and there was ABC News and Peter Jennings saying, yes, NORAD is saying a missile has been fired from Russia out of Chechnya. We don't know if it's intercontinental ballistic or a theater missile, intermediate range, but NORAD is on the highest alert. And I come back on air and say, okay, this is what ABC News said. And then people knowing, the government knowing, their operatives knowing, and plus people that are just flat out jealous of me for some reason, knowing the public has no memory, knowing they have no grasp of that, months later said, look, Alex Jones claimed nukes were launched from Russia against the U.S. Now, 30 minutes after they announced that some missile's been fired, we don't know if it's a nuke, we don't know if it's conventional, we don't know what range missile it is, they came out with a weird press conference with Russians at NORAD and the Pentagon, the SAC-based commanders, was there in Colorado Springs, came out and said, okay, it was a Scud missile launched in the Chechen War that got high enough up to look like an ICBM, no problem. And it turns out that was probably some type of weird drill or test of NORAD while the Russians were there. In fact, that leaked out in the media that that's probably what it was, to show the Russians, see, we can even see one of your Scuds being launched. And they were all laughing and joking and smiling during the press conference like it was some type of joke on the public. Something went on there. Doesn't matter. People misrepresent it. And I hate to even give them ideas. They're going to do it anyways. They've already done this last week. There are people saying I made up that there's even a war over there in Georgia. I mean, and you laugh at that. But remember, the general public doesn't know where Russia is. They don't know anything. And so the government and their operatives, they target people who don't know any better. They target people who have no grasp of reality. Now, I shouldn't have prefaced this. It doesn't matter. I just realize when I cover the Associated Press that it could be edited together later, and it probably will. It shocks me on YouTube. I mean, they'll edit me together saying, I hate America, death to America, when I was quoting neocons. And then they'll go say, I said that. And then people buy it. I mean, they revel in deception. They revel in it. But those that practice this deception, that's the reason the newspapers are down by over 60% circulation, why TV's imploding, why mainstream news admits that they're losing all credibility and most of their viewers, because the public may be dumbed down, a large segment of them, the majority. But even the dumbed down public doesn't trust you anymore. So you're spoiling your own dirty little nest, and it's just incredible. People then also say, well, you say the mainstream media lies. You say the mainstream media distorts. You say they spin. They abscond with the truth. Why do you then quote them so much? Well, there's different types of propaganda, different types of media. And we look at media from different angles. And so we can look at Russian, German, Dutch, Japanese, Iraqi, French. We can watch the raw video feeds, and then we get a clear picture of what indeed happened. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of research. It takes a lot of hard work. But we told you day one that Georgia attacked Ossetia. Now that the details are out, it turns out for weeks, the Georgian military was just randomly shelling civilians in Ossetia and had turned the water off. So it was already siege over there. And then Georgian peacekeepers with the UN force made up of Russians, Europeans, Western Europeans, and a contingent from around the world, and Georgians, the Georgians opened fire inside the bases. They ran a sneak attack. I mean, it's now admitted they came up behind their fellow peacekeepers in the same uniforms and stabbed them in the backs, not figuratively, literally. Grabbed the mouth in the kidney, rotated, slit the throat, choking them with tourniquets. That's now confirmed. When Russian peacekeepers would run out of their barracks once they were under bombardment, the Georgians were set up inside their own base. But the Georgian peacekeepers had already gotten together beforehand. This is the premeditatedness of it, and mowed them down as they were running out of their buildings. I mean, a total covert sneak attack. a coup d'etat against Ossetia in violation of the 1992 Accords. And then U.S. Special Forces, trainers, Israelis, Ukrainians, backing up Georgians, went house to house in scores of towns and cities, murdering people en masse. And now the numbers are coming out. It's well above 2,000. Little towns, villages, standalone farmhouses. They go in, the video's all over the foreign European and Russian news, never on the U.S. news. And it just shows dead bodies. We have a Fox News clip where he's got these Americans on who happen to be over there visiting. And he says, so the Russians were attacking and killing you. And they go, no, the Georgians attacked us. Thank you, Russia, for saving us. They were coming door to door, killing us. We barely got out. If the Russians wouldn't have come in, they would have killed us. And they go, oh, we got to go to commercial. And they come back and say, that's what Russia wants you to think. Shepard Smith or whatever his name is, Hammerhead's name is. The guy's got the eyes on the side of his head. I'm sorry. It's so brutal. Poland risk attack because of U.S. missiles. A top Russian general said Friday that Poland's agreement to accept a U.S. missile interceptor base exposed the ex-communist nation to attack possible nuclear weapons, Interfax News Agency reported. And you can read what the top general said 2 days ago. We reported it here 2 days ago and yesterday. You can just go read the full Russian transcript or watch the video translated. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But he laid out, look, here's the NATO doctrine. He read from it. They say since 2000 they have a preemptive strike on Russia. They're encircling us with what they call a missile defense shield, but it's an anti-missile system so that if they begin nuking us or bombing from the air or using cruise missiles and we try to strike back, this destroys the concept of MAD. And the Russian general said, we would like to go back to mutually assured destruction, where any one party sneak attacks the other, they will then be destroyed by reciprocal attacks. But now you're rolling anti-missile systems in right up to our borders so that you can sneak attack us, and if we try to counterstrike, you've got anti-missile missiles. Surface-to-air, anti-missile missiles. And they said, please, we don't want this doctrine. We don't like it. You're encircling us. You're sneak attacking us. He looks totally grave. This isn't an act. I mean, they're being legitimate. You watch our generals. They're a bunch of primping, arrogant, lying scum on average. Nothing but lies comes out of their mouth. And I've been analyzing Russia, folks. They've been doing nothing but telling the truth. I have a responsibility to come here and tell you, I've been studying this 6-7 hours a day, 2-3 hours in the morning, 3-4 hours at night. I got a staff of a few people looking all this up. Well, I mean, it is a fact. The Russians are being truthful. And the United States and NATO and Israel are lying about everything. It is incredible. I mean, the Georgian president went on TV Friday and said, we're under attack, a sneak attack by Russia for no reason, and our news all announced it. For 5 minutes when we first flipped the TV on during the show, you know, all the headlines said Russia attacks Georgia. I said, wow, Russia's gone into Georgia. I know U.S. forces were there. I know they were trying to take over an area, but man, this is incredible. And then 5 minutes later, we were able to get it right and go, wait a minute, all these articles admit at the bottom after a sneak attack by Georgia. But Mikhail Shashvili, he goes on TV and says, we're under attack, help us, oh, it's horrible. Oh my God, out of the blue, no reason, sneak attack. Meanwhile, he's still saying Russian forces are in the center of the country when they pull back, as they said they do. He's lying there. Nothing he says has any connection to reality. And I see a scared Russian general. And by scared, you know, he's a big old man. He's saying, look, you're encircling us with weapons. NATO's doctrine is a sneak nuke attack on us. And that is their doctrine since 2000. He said, stop it. Stop encircling us with nukes. What do you think caused the Cuban Missile Crisis? When the U.S. moved nukes into Turkey. But our media was so controlled, no one was ever told that. Folks, I love my children. I don't want World War III. And they're now escalating in Poland, escalating in Ukraine, saying they may start fights on the Russian border. Ladies and gentlemen, this is war against Russia. We'll be right back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 15, 2008. Gold opened down this morning at $797.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $821.51, $404.90 for half ounce, and $202.45 for quarter ounce. That's $821.51, $404.90, and $202.45.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protecta Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Headline, top geopolitical author, U.S. risks nuclear war with Russia. We're going to play that clip later. Russia says Poland risks nuclear attack because of U.S. missiles being moved in around them. Let's go to the Russian top foreign minister in a press conference yesterday. You'll hear it translated into English. And I'm just going to play about 4 minutes of this. He's totally truthful. Everything he says is the truth. We verified it independently. And even in the mainstream news, in the bottom of the articles, they admit all this, but they lie in the tops of the articles. Here it is.
President Saakashvili, go.
I'm sure Saakashvili can no longer be a responsible partner in talks because everything this man has been saying recently doesn't correspond to a single fact. As for the political assessments he makes based on lies he tells daily, they're absolutely disturbing. I'm sure he is a provocator. The man who traitorously gave orders to start the mass shelling of cities with multiple rocket launchers, to make artillery strikes and airstrikes on civilian areas of Tsikhinvali, speaks from TV screens, showing off with an EU flag in the background, saying he was defending American values here. I believe it is obvious to everyone that these statements are cynical. Those who try to defend him understand that it is a losing game.
Who is the contact person in Georgia then? If Georgia remains a party in the talks, if you do not see Saakashvili as a negotiator?
Sometimes this question has no answer at all. For example, yesterday, a need emerged to have another conversation with the Georgian foreign minister, Saakashvili. We've been in contact over the last days on the phone. Yesterday, it took several hours to get her at least on one of the phone numbers of the Georgian Foreign Ministry. We talked with her. So we have communications channels. And my deputy is in constant contact with his counterpart in the Georgian Foreign Ministry. So we keep talking.
Mr. Lavrov, concerning Georgia's territorial integrity and the future status of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, Russian Deputy Prime Minister Sergei Ivanov, when speaking with the BBC, said that it could be discussed. So the issue is not out of the scope of discussions.
Of course, when Mikhail Saakashvili became president for the first time, his means of coming to power in Georgia was quite original. Not through elections, it was in 2003. From his first days as president, he has been goal is to reinstate Georgia's territorial integrity. In other words, to settle conflicts in South Ossetia and Abkhazia that go back to the past and deep into history. You can see how it has all been developing. But what caused the situation in recent years originates from decisions by the first president of an independent Georgia after the collapse of the Soviet Union. It was Mr. Gamsakhurdia who issued a motto, Georgia for Georgians. He sent Georgian troops to Sukhumi and Tsikhinvali when he was annoyed by the Abkhazian South Ossetian protest against his decision to abolish their autonomies. The war started. You know what happened next. The Georgian troops were dislodged, and peacekeeping mechanisms were agreed then with the help of Russia, who paid with the blood of their soldiers for that. Peacekeeping and negotiating structures and mechanisms were agreed. We hoped that would allow decision-making that would help preserve Georgia as a single state. At the same time, they provided for the rights and freedoms of South Ossetians and Abkhazians, based on the principles of autonomies. The fact that Mr. Saakashvili has tried many times to get rid of these negotiating mechanisms, violated agreements reached in this framework, and made attempts to settle the conflicts by force speaks for itself. As for methods today's leader of Georgia uses to fulfill his mission of gatherer of Georgian lands, I have brought a quotation with me. One of the journalists told me that Saakashvili was speaking live on February 25, 2006. He said, I will not give orders to launch a military operation. I do not want any people to die because the repercussions of blood spilled in the Caucasus will last not only for decades, but for centuries. We will reach the goal through talks and consultations. So it's clear he told a lie. But one thing he got right. The consequences will last for centuries, not decades. So we can now start counting centuries from August the 8th, 2008. The wounds Saakashvili has inflicted are deep, and the healing process will be long. What we've kept telling Mr. Saakashvili all these years is that he should learn to speak patiently and respectfully to the people whom he considers to be his citizens, whom he considers to be his compatriots. He has definitely failed to do that. You know what he has done instead? Mr. Saakashvili is causing great damage not only to South Ossetians and Abkhazians, but also to Georgians, his own people, if ethnic terms are to be used. What did he do for the Georgian state as a result of this adventure? Before that, Georgian enclaves in South Ossetian territory, in spite of all the problems and difficulties. Georgian people used to live there. The peacekeeping forces included a Georgian battalion alongside a Russian and South Ossetian one. He was really present in South Ossetia. He could have used it to increase trust and dialogue and communication on how to settle those problems together. Such an agreement was reached at the Joint Control Commission a year and a half ago, on forming a joint South Ossetian working group to develop the settlement plan. Then he just cancelled that agreement. He could have worked honestly within the existing format, which would have definitely taken a long time, but it was the only way towards any kind of
resolution. All right, we'll be right back with Michelle Chasadosky, and I'm going to finish up some of these clips as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam.